All right, everyone, we are now talking to Graham Russell of the legendary rock band Air Supply with a show in our neck of the woods, the Palace Theater, on July 23rd. Graham, first of all, congratulations on the new album, A Matter of Time. Really enjoying the album, and I want to talk about it. I have some questions for you. I played one of the new songs earlier today, I Want Your Love, and I didn't tell listeners ahead of time who it was.
Cool.
I wanted to surprise them, and getting some good feedback on that song. Talk about I Want Your Love.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. You're probably the first person to play that on air.
The lyrics,
you know,
were okay.
I'm a big Rolling Stones fan, of course, and I wanted a song that's just kind of fun and raunchy, and so I just got stuck into it, and I brought the song to the studio one morning, and I just said to the band, I said, let's play it live and see what happens, and that's what happened, you know. So I really like it. It's very different for us, too.
Right. Well, I like on Facebook, you asked your fans, the Airheads, what's your favorite new song? And I think the number one choice was the title track, A Matter of Time. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, it kind of did, yeah. I mean, I love all the songs, but because I'm so close, I never really know what people are going to go for. So that did surprise me, yeah. That is the first single, but we're going to pick a second and a third because that's the thing to do these days. And, you know, I have no idea, so we'll leave it up to the fans to decide.
Yeah, that feedback, that can help you decide what to do in the set list or what songs to pitch to radio. You always did have a very strong connection with your fans.
We have, yeah. It's vital for us. I mean, they've been there supporting us for so long. You know, I mean, when at any given show, I know their faces. I usually know their first names because they just keep coming back to see us. And so we have a great relationship with them.
This is Air Supply's first new album in 15 years. How do you think you've evolved as a songwriter? Are you more daring? Is it easier? Is it harder? And do you even have a different perspective now than you did 15 years ago?
Well, I think. I think I'm a better songwriter now than I ever have been because I learn more every day. But I constantly write, and so I just want to get better and evolve, you know. I think about songs a lot more seriously than I used to because they mean so much to people. But I'm very conscious about what I create, and I want it to be just right. So I spend a lot of time over it, you know.
Air Supply has always been about love songs. Was there ever a point where you thought, okay, I'm out. I've said all I can say about love, or how do the ideas keep popping into your head?
Right. Actually, it's quite the opposite. I really don't know much about love at all, to be quite honest. I just, like you said, I write the things that pop into my head. But, you know, I still think I still have a lot of love songs to write yet to really eclipse what I'm trying to say. You know, I think most songwriters, they want to create the perfect song, and it's their search for the golden fleece, you know, and sometimes they get it or they strike it. Like, for instance, you know, All Out of Love is a great song that's known the world over, but one is always trying to create another one, you know, it never ends.
All Out of Love, wasn't there a part where the late Clive Davis was involved at? We were just learning about the death of Clive Monday, yeah. But was he involved in that song?
Yeah, I actually sent him a text 3 days ago, and I knew he had a few problems, and that's why I texted him. But yeah, he was he wrote like two lines on All Out of Love, the lyrics, because he said these lines won't work in America, and I said, you know, have you got any ideas for a change? And he said, yeah. So he came up with two lines, and then that was it. So he's credited with as a co-writer on All Out of Love.
And then I want to ask about Lost in Love. Legend has it that's a song you wrote in just a matter of minutes. What do you remember about the inspiration for Lost in Love?
Well, we were in a tough place. I was in Adelaide in South Australia, and Russell was in Sydney, and neither of us were working. We were both broke. And I just picked my guitar up and, you know, Lost in Love is a simple, simple song. There's only four chords in it. And the chorus is the verse and the verse is the chorus. So it's a real short, simple song. And it's in 15 minutes, I had it all down. But it's just an expression of being lost and not knowing what to do next. And when you're in that position, you've got to hold your head up high and think positive and go to wherever's going to happen next. And that's what the song is all about. It's be positive and don't let anything get you down. And, you know, reach for the stars and wish for the best in your life.
You and I spoke a few years ago, and I'm trying to remember the story, but you were talking about an Australian tour with Air Supply, AC/DC, and another famous band that sounded amazing. What was that? What was that tour?
Well, when we began, we used to open for AC/DC and a lot of the pubs, but I think now they're totally different than us, of course. And I mean, AC/DC are one of the biggest bands in the world, and they're fantastic. I think it would be way too loud for us if we were to be on tour with them, to be honest. I mean, I'd love to, but I have a great respect for them. They're a great band, but I think our paths are too different now to be on the same bill.
Let's talk about your tour. The one that's headed our way to the Palace Theater in Greensburg next month. 50th anniversary tour. Talk about the band you've got with you. Who's backing you up?
We have two cellists, two lady cellists that take care of all the solos. That's Jessica and Kat on cello. We have a great drummer from the Czech Republic called Pavel Voldman. And we have a great MD keyboard player, Mirko Tosandari. Doug is on bass. He's from California. It's a great, great band. And when people see it, they go, oh, okay, they're the real thing. They're just on fire, you know.
Now, for 50th anniversary, do you have any, like, video projections or any photos kind of taking us back through the years?
Yeah, we do. We have a big video wall that will be with us. You know, it's very reflective, obviously, after 50 years, so people can see where we began and what we've been through. And so it's a nice moment to remember all those things, because it's a long time, you know.
You look at any of those videos and see your hair, or the outfits you were wearing, and kind of cringe a little bit?
I've actually still got most of them, but I can't fit into them, obviously. But it's nice to look at those things, because it's so long, you know.
Well, you live in Utah now. We're in the Pittsburgh market. Any memories come to mind of Pittsburgh? Some of your favorite shows or venues you played here? Or, you know, what comes to mind when you think of Pittsburgh?
We don't play there that often in Pittsburgh. I know it's a big industrial town, but we've been there many, many times. I'm a big nature person. I live on a ranch in Utah in the middle of nowhere, but that's what I like, you know. Pittsburgh would be a little too industrialized for me to live, but it's a beautiful city. We have a lot of friends there, and we have a lot of fans that come to see us from Pittsburgh too.
The venue you're playing, it turns 100 years old in a couple weeks, actually, if I remember correctly. So it's called the Palace Theater, one of those old vaudeville theaters, that kind of vibe. The audience is right there on top of you. Do you like playing a place like that? And you played everywhere, but what do you think of those old-fashioned theaters?
I do. Oh, they're my favorite theaters, because they have such a great history. 100 years, that's amazing. I'll definitely mention it during the show.
Yeah.
But I love those venues. They're a little tight backstage, but we get by.
Well, what's the future hold? We're talking about the new album, the new tour. Are you looking ahead to anything else? Or, you know, this isn't the farewell tour, I hope.
There's a movie coming. Not a documentary, but a movie about our life and everything. I don't know when it's coming, but I know they're casting it right now. And the tour is a big one. So, and we've got a lot of stuff going on, the new album. It's like business as usual for us again.
Well, you and Russell Hitchcock have been doing this for 50 years now together. Is it the point you can read each other's minds? Do you even have to talk, or can you just look at him and you know what he's thinking and vice versa?
Yeah, I know what he's thinking, and he knows what I'm thinking. We just know each other inside and out, totally. I mean, we're even born just a few days apart, so we know what's going on. But it's great, you know, to have that relationship. He's more like a brother, because neither of us have a brother, so I think we fulfill that role in our lives. We always know what's going on, and he lets me do what I'm good at, and I him, you know. He just wants to come in and sing, and I'm fine with that. That's great for me.
All right, Graham, what else do you want fans to know? They're headed out to your show here in Pennsylvania on July 23rd.
Just come to the show, and you'll have the best show you've ever seen.
Looking forward to it. I really appreciate your time. Keep up the great work.
Great. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
All right. Take care.